sealed in their foreheads. It is not any seal or mark that can be seen, but a settling into the truth, both intellectually and spiritually, so they cannot be moved. Just as soon as God's people are sealed and prepared for the shaking, it will come. Indeed, it has already begun. The judgments of God are now upon the land to give us warning that we may know what is coming. The judgments are to give us warning so we know what's coming. And brothers and sisters, if we're going to know what's coming in such a way that it will be beneficial for our salvation, then we need to know what's coming correctly. We can't take these prophetic waymarks and put them in the wrong place, because it conveys the wrong understanding. Error is never harmless. And we're going to look at some of these concepts further on. But in any case, the sealing of God's people, the mark, is a settling into the truth so that we cannot be moved when everyone in the world is going to turn against us. We must be at this point in our experience before the testing time arrives, or we will be shaken out. The sealing takes place before the Sunday law. Now, let me be clear here. The Sunday law is the great crisis where it will be manifested what character I have developed prior to the crisis. As a Seventh-day Adventist, I have the responsibility to understand the issues, to understand the message, and prepare for these issues, and to prepare to give this message, which means I need to come to a complete understanding and experience of these truths before the test arrives, because the test is where it will be made manifest what I have developed prior to that time. If I refuse to enter into that experience of sanctification when the test of the Sunday law arrives, I'll have no spiritual strength to stand for the Sabbath, and I won't have any spiritual strength because I will have already grieved the Holy Spirit away. Testimonies to Ministers 444. The sealing of the servants of God is the same that was shown to Ezekiel in vision. Review and Herald, April 27, 1911. The sign or seal of God is revealed in the observance of the seventh-day Sabbath, the Lord's memorial of creation. The mark of the beast is the opposite of this, the observance of the first day of the week. This mark distinguishes those who acknowledge the supremacy of papal authority from those who acknowledge the authority of God. Brothers and sisters, let's keep it very simple, as Sister White always does. The mark of the beast is the upholding.